Sandra Lay. I'm a physical education teacher at Woodham High School, and I was hired in August of 1972. So I've been here for 35 years. I took a year off to go to graduate school up at Auburn, and I stayed there the next year and worked, and then I came right back here to Woodham High School. So it's the only place that I've ever taught.
How are you adjusting to the news of the closure of the high school?
Well, there's two things. First of all, I don't think it's a good decision. I don't think it's a good decision for the high schools to be overcrowded. I don't think it's a good decision because I don't think Woodham is a very conducive campus to middle school. I also do not believe in mega middle school. I would rather see smaller groups in middle school because I think it's easier to keep hands on the kids. This is a very spread out campus, as you know, having attended Woodham High School, and I'm really fearful that they're going to have a lot of problems with kids being all over everywhere. I think they're going to need a police force to keep the middle school kids in class.
But the decision has been made and you're moving on. Where are you off to?
I'm off to Washington High School. And along with that, I'd like to say my initial reaction when it was finally passed is I feel like the people after Ivan who lost their homes and had to go live somewhere else. They probably lived with someone or in a place that was, you know, suitable for them and probably were surrounded by very nice people, just like I will be at Washington next year. But I've still been displaced from my home.
In 35 years, you've seen a lot happen at this campus, socially, facilities-wise, infrastructure-wise. Talk about some of the things you've seen happen here.
When I was hired, we had 3,000 students. In physical education, there were 5 ladies in the department and 5 men in the department, so we had a total of 10 PE teachers. Right now, we have 4. Our enrollment is down into the 1,300s, so that's a vast change in itself. The kids, however, we've always had a great group of kids, and I've always been very proud to say that when other schools had racial problems, I don't think we had anywhere near the problems in that area, and our kids get along and they support each other and they care about each other.
And in terms of facilities, I know since the time I was here there were some new athletic facilities built, the stadium and the gym.
Stadium, the gym, the baseball field is much improved, the softball area is much improved. We have a new band and ROTC building, and in 1976 our gymnasium was built.
What are some of your fondest memories of being here? You, of course, coached volleyball for a long time, and you were the softball coach for quite a few years, mm-hmm. And of course, that's our connection, one of our connections. What are some of your fondest memories of being here and teaching here?
Well, yeah, I coached volleyball for 30 years, and I coached softball for 15 of those years, and I think that the students and players that I had probably mean the most. It's nice to have kids come back to you who were not the greatest in PE and didn't want to be in PE and go, wow, Coach Lay, you're still here and you taught me so much. Well, that's all the reward I need.
Very good. And then you have had some who've gone on to be stars in college.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I ended up coaching 2 of my former players when I was at Auburn. And Brenda Pena, who went to Woodham, is now the head coach of softball at Pensacola Junior College. And that's just one of many. Right now, we have Tamala McCorvey, who's playing at Auburn University, and I mean, we could just go on and on and on.
In closing, what would you like to say?
Gosh, I don't know. You know, life always changes, so we'll accept the new challenge and go on and work with new kids and other kids.
Coach, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.